Workers chanted slogans and denounced management at the organization's head office at the exhibition park, saying the lunchtime demonstrations would continue until their grievances have been resolved. Workers Committee Deputy Chairperson Bester Kupangwa said their grievances include the last-minute decision by the management to stop paying the 2014 bonuses.
We've been trying to say, give us your reasons for not our giving the workers their 13th check, and why you are abolishing all these benefits which workers that got through peaceful and in good faith negotiations. They are not giving us. He's not giving us any reasons why he's doing that.
According to Kupangwa, allowances have been slashed by half, while the company will no longer pay school fees for their children, and workers could be forced to go on early retirement.
It's like he has added more hours of work and deducting the housing allowance, which is negotiated at NEC levels, which is a statutory requirement.
While admitting that the economic situation was bad in Zimbabwe, the workers said management had not shown them evidence that the company's finances were in bad shape. A worker who declined to be named said the company was making huge monies from leasing shops, stands and markets, and as well as hiring out walls in the arena ground to churches, musicians and various organizations weekly. The workers said they will ask Agriculture Minister Joseph Made and President Robert Mugabe to intervene if their grievances are not met. ZAS spokesperson Hitha Madombwe said management and the workers' committee were discussing the contentious issues and a statement would be issued when the matter has been finalized. As the economic situation worsens, more companies are cutting on salaries and benefits, while others are going for months without paying workers. Last week, more than 200 workers at a pharmaceutical company, Caps Holdings, held their management hostage for hours demanding their salaries, which have been unpaid for 20 months. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.